There is a story about a charabang organised back in the 1920s to take a group of working people from Cork City on a day trip through scenic West Cork. They were shown the Pass of Caymanay, Gugan Barra, Glengariff and Bantry Bay before being driven back home. What did they think of the wonders they had seen? Beautiful, they all agreed. But how did anyone make a living out there in the wilderness? You can't eat scenery, was the puzzled comment. West Cork begins on the other side of the Bandon River, less than half a mile from my home in Kinsale. The reason that I do not live in West Cork is because for me it has always been an escape and a haven. West Cork is the place I go to recover from everyday life, to be somewhere different. I am often tempted to go and live there. I still dream about finding the perfect isolated farmhouse with a view across rolling green hills to the sea. But I stay in Kinsale. If you move to the Haven, where do you run to when you need to escape? As you cross the bridge over the river, you turn your back on the busy cosmopolitan town that Kinsale has become and enter a rural community where, as the promoters of tourism are continually reminding us, the pace of life is slower, the people are friendly and have time to talk, and older values prevail. There is no need to lock your car because there is hardly any crime, and people still leave the front door on the latch. Well, that's what it was like 30 years ago when I first discovered West Cork. But the fringes of rural Ireland, the most westerly settlements in Europe, have been through dramatic changes in the past 30 years. Does West Cork still exist as a place apart? Or is it just a romantic dream? First, I went to look for an answer among the farmers and food producers. Farming is such an honourable profession, says Beara Peninsula farmer Norman Steele. It makes a great life. It was a great way to live when the children were growing up. It's a shame that it is disappearing. The milk from Norman's herd of 27 cows went into Millines, the prize-winning soft-rind cheese made by his wife Veronica, on their farm near Iries. He says, that was a huge herd for the area, by far the biggest around. Alas, in 2003, after 27 years, the herd was lost to BSE. All the cows had been born on the farm and Norman didn't have the heart to start again. Before he was a farmer, Norman was a philosopher. He taught Wittgenstein, among other things, at Trinity College, Dublin. The philosopher speaks. While it is true that I moved from professional philosophy to farming, the metamorphosis was never total in either direction. It is easier to think when living a pastoral life, and as I become older, I am devoting time that was formerly spent in milking cows to more cerebral matters. The habits of a lifetime die hard. Norman still rises at 6, as he did when he had a herd to milk, and spends 3 hours reading and writing before facing into the day. The Steele's youngest son, Quinlan, has taken over the cheesemaking with a passion, leaving Veronica free to help her daughters with the grandchildren. The food writer John McKenna, a resident of West Cork himself, says, agriculture should be simple, but has become incredibly complicated. He points out how agri-business, agri-chemical and agri-industry all remove the culture from agriculture. But it can be put back. The culture of agriculture is thriving on the 250-acre farm near Skull, Gabeen, where Jaina Ferguson makes her cheese. Gabin has won prizes all over Europe. Her son Fingal is carrying on the artisan food tradition at his smokehouse, where he cooks and butchers the pigs that his father Tom raises on the whey left over from the cheesemaking. Jaina and Tom's daughter Clovis started growing herbs for the smokehouse and has expanded her plot into an organic vegetable garden, while their adopted daughter Rosie handles everybody's paperwork. Jaina is, in manners and accent, very much a well-brought-up London girl, Kensington to be exact, even after over 30 years in rural Ireland. People found her change of lifestyle rather extreme, but she sees many parallels between Tom's family and her English relations. She says, "Tom's family are Protestants. They survived in West Cork in the same way that my mother's family, who were impoverished gentlefolk, struggled on in those old houses in England. You hold fast to what you believe in. There are more Protestants in West Cork than just about anywhere else in Ireland. They survived through all the troubled times by behaving themselves, keeping their heads down. And, she might have added, by working very hard, as she and Tom have done. She worries about Clovis's future as an organic gardener, a tough profession for a slim, frail-looking woman. I think she'll make a living, says Jaina, admiring the prolific herbs and vegetables. I don't think she'll get rich, but her life is rich indeed. Small farms in scenic areas are increasingly being sold off as holiday homes or to hobby farmers, their owners moving to the new housing estates around Courtmacsherry, Bandon, Clonakilty and Skibbereen. Other small farms are managed under the Rural Environment Protection Scheme, REPS, to encourage wildlife and biological diversity. Pat McCarthy, who has a degree in dairy science and a diploma in environmental studies, inherited a farm near Ballinadee. He farms the 75 acres with the help of a REPS grant, but he does not live there. He lives on another farm belonging to his wife, 21 miles away, and also has a full-time job. The REPS scheme has encouraged part-time farmers to do less, says Pat. It's made farming more laid back. You're paid to be understocked. If you look around the country, you'll see a lot of empty farms and overgrown fields, fields going back to bogs. Pat has just sold a site. Up to about 10 years ago, anybody who sold a site was a bad farmer, and it was a shameful thing to do. But as sites got ludicrously expensive, a lot of farmers were advised by their accountants to sell a site because it made financial sense. I took 3 years to get planning permission. Then I sold the site, 0.6 of an acre, for €200,000. I used to let that field for €160 an acre. The site was grossing €100 a year for letting, but now it will probably make about €9,000 a year in interest. Pat is aware of the contradictions of the system, and he is not happy about them. The irony is that we're being paid not to produce food, while in other parts of the world people are starving for lack of food. I think back to the words of another farmer, Norman Steele, who had a more traditional experience. Farming is such an honourable profession. It makes a great life. It's a shame that it is disappearing.